Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the SoCap Improv Comedy Podcast. My name is Ralph. I'm the owner and artistic director of the SoCap Comedy Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We are at 154 Danforth Avenue on the second and third floor above the Black Swan Tavern. Our URL is socap.ca. That's S-O-C-A-P as in Peter, .ca. We have shows on two stages. We have classes. We do corporate events, private events. You can rent our theater and do your own show. You know, it's I like to create places where people can come and do their own thing, find themselves, and grow. I like to build community. That's kind of what I like to do. So come hang out with us. Come play with us. Come take classes with us. And if you are in a financial situation that doesn't allow for you to do that, talk to me. I do not want an inability, temporary or not, to pay to be an impediment towards learning this stuff, because I find it transformative and valuable. And I live my life by the principles that I teach. And that has been phenomenal for myself and those that I love. Every podcast has a sponsor. Today's sponsor is Dale's Alligator Petting Farm. You can come on down to Dale's Alligator Petting Farm and get up nice and close to some of nature's most beautiful creatures. That's Dale's Alligator Farm, formerly Dale and Sons Alligator Farm, just off Route 66. Okay. So today, I want to have a conversation about something that you can do on stage or off stage, because I everything that I talk about on stage, I use off stage, like in the real world. Not in every situation. There are more formal situations or times when you want to be more formal, but when I meet people, I'm very playful with people. And because, you know, people seem to like people who are playful, right? When you will listen to somebody else's, what they want to do, and join in and play with them and you know, echo back their idea rather than trying to force your own agenda on people. What I want to talk about today is what I call the big yes, or the over-accepting of an offer. And this is really, works very, very well, especially at the beginning of a scene where, you know, when we're still trying to figure things out. And a lot of newer improvisers, and honestly, a lot of people I've been watching improvise for a long time, will create conflict right out of the gate. And a kind of conflict between the characters that leads to certain downstream effects that I think I've talked about before, but I won't go into here. But it certainly can work. It can work very loverly. But it's harder, and especially for newer people who are not used to navigating these situations. So what I like to do is the big yes, and then if there is a conflict, it will tend to be us versus someone else. So we'll work together. We'll get along better with the big yes. So when I say the big yes, what I mean on stage is, let's say character A says, it's a nice day. The big yes would be a response of like, oh, it's gorgeous. So you buy into the idea of what the other character is saying and go further. right? And that's a pretty neutral example. That's pretty easy, you know. Hey, wow, that's a big building. Oh, are you, wow, it's like all the way up to heaven. That's a nice car. Oh, I bet that costs like $100,000, right? These are all just the big yes. Because what tends to happen when we walk out on stage is we're in our heads thinking how I can be funny, how I can be brilliant, how I can move people or not bore people, whatever your gimmick is. But it tends to shut us off from listening and focusing on what our scene partner is doing. And this, the big yes, it just sets you up to wait for whatever they're going to say or offer or do. And then you come at it just accepting it hard. And then we're, and that person tends to open up and warm up because A, they're not going to fight with you. They've said something that you said yes to, which is exhilarating because it doesn't happen that often in the real world. And so this works off into the you know, the regular world too. You know, when I meet somebody and they ask me how I am, I don't do the like, oh, I'm okay, I'm good. You know, I'm like, I'm great. How are you doing? And they're like, whoa, just blown away by that. Because it's listening. It's not just, you know, the exchange of small talk until we decide we're bored and moving on. You know, or if I want someone to like me or be supportive, you know, because there's that thing of like when someone tells you a problem, you know, a natural response, and I used to have this problem, is I want to fix your problem. I want to tell you what to do. I want to give you some advice, which when you think about it, is not what you want. You know, if you've just been dumped, you don't want your friends to say, oh, there's plenty of fish in the sea. You know, get back up on that horse. It comes from a good place. I understand that. But the big yes in this situation, you know, when you get dumped and you tell your friends, I got dumped, I want my friends to say, well, you know what? That's their loss. What a jerk that they were to do that to you. Like, that's what you want. You want empathy. You want someone to listen to you without judgment and not try to solve your problems, but just to listen and give you their time without advice or making it about them. Right. And the big yes does all this. It makes it about the person and they will warm to you and like you. So this is why we do it. So the examples I used, that example I used, or those examples were kind of neutral. You know, it's a nice day. Oh, it's gorgeous. And that's fairly easy. And people don't have a big problem doing that. Where it gets problematic is say that first offer is not neutral, but is about the other character. Hey, you look good. The big yes is like, I'm gorgeous. I am killing it. And the audience will laugh at that. They'll almost invariably laugh unless there's something wrong with your timing. Because to accept a compliment is not something that comes naturally to many of us. And we watch it on stage. It's delightful. It also works in the real world too. Maybe not to the same degree, but it works. So you look great. Are you kidding me? People would stop staring at me. That's the big yes. And it is being positive to the idea of the other character, the other actor put forward, which is that you look good. Now, 90% of the time, you know, we'll downplay that. You know, the response to you look good is like, oh, no, whatever. You're crazy. You know, that's what we tend to do. But I look amazing is way better. The other time that it's problematic is when it's something that seems to be a negative, like the first line is like, oh my gosh, we really blew that meeting, right? 90%+ of the time, the responding character will say, oh, I think you did okay. I think it'll be fine, you know, just okay and fine, right? That's what we'll say. The big yes is like, oh my God, we're fired. We're dead. What are we going to do? Our careers are over. You know, and I think at times like this, it helps to remember two things. One, it's not real. There's no real job. No one's really getting fired. And the second one is the more positive you are to the performer, the more positive you are to the performer may mean that you have to be negative to their character, or to flip it the other way around, which is the way I had intended to say it. Being negative to somebody's character may be very positive to the actor. You know, an example, another big yes example is two characters on a plane. One character says, oh boy, I'm nervous to fly. Now, again, 90% of the time, the other character will say, there's nothing. It's the safest way to travel. Nothing to be nervous about, right? Not fun. and not positive to the idea and not a big yes. So if character A says, I'm nervous to fly, the big yes response is like, yeah, you should be. I mean, this plane has a really bad track record of safety. Again, very funny, right? We'll laugh at that. But again, that's very positive to the actor and the idea. And then if you continue to make that original character nervous by saying, what was that? Did you hear that? Did you smell smoke? Right? They will freak out and you're helping them. You're making their job of freaking out easier. So the big yes does all of this. It accomplishes so much. And you can do this again and again and again throughout the scene. Just the big yes. When in doubt, the big yes. Like whatever's happening and do the big yes. Even if you're being fired. Oh, well, we're getting turfed out of here. Ah, did you ever think you would come to this end? In fact, one of my favorite scenes to watch, and I'm sure I've mentioned this before, is, you know, when what's her name? Whatever, the guy from Coldplay and the Goop lady, whose name I can never remember her name. And I'm not going to Google it. Anyway, when they came up, they whatever, divorced, separated. And she called it a Gwyneth Paltrow. See, I knew it'd come to me. A conscious uncoupling or decoupling. A conscious uncoupling. And I laughed derisively. So that's ridiculous. But since then, I've seen a number of scenes that are about conscious uncoupling. And it's two characters, you know, usually married or at least been together a while, who realize their relationship is over. And they have the conversation of, did you think it would end this way? Wow, I know, right? When we walked down that aisle, I thought we were forever. Me too. I thought we were going to beat the odds. Yeah, now we're not. Ah, now we're not. All big yesing. And it's really fun to watch them go through that process of like, nope. And here it is, just, you know, 10 years later. And I hate your guts. Oh my God, I despise you. I can't stand to be in the same room with you. Me either. Feels so good to say this. Isn't it great to get this off our chest? And see, this is working together. And the big yes does the thing of like turning the conflict, not between us, but it's us together versus some outside force. In this case, the outside force is the dissolution of the relationship. That's the conflict. But we're together and like wanting it over and just incredulous at what's been going on. So this is the big yes, the over-accepting. It's putting your focus on this, your scene partner, and whatever they're doing, going, yeah, I'll play that game. Wholly and unreservedly and without judgment. Because then we're working together. We're playing. The other person will like you. They'll open up. They'll say more stuff because you're accepting what they're saying. You're like, you know what? I don't think so. I don't want to do that. So, you know, your opening line of like, you really messed up in there. Nah, you didn't. You were fine. It's going to be okay. And then, oh my gosh, we got a whole, got to come up with a whole new thing. And it's amazing, you know, watching scenes as much as I do and have. It's often when you miss the thing, you know, the critical moment that comes along in the scene, if you miss it, if you're close to it, if you don't call it out, if you, that's another whole podcast right there. It's really hard to find it again. Some people do, but often it just dissolves into talking, nothing happening, and boredom. When you miss, you know, the scene, my analogy, again, this is a whole other podcast. In my mind, the scene's already happened. We're like archaeologists coming in to dust off everything and see what it was. Oh, this is what the scene was. Isn't that interesting? We all discover it together. And that, you know, working together to discover what's there, letting the scene tell us, reveal itself to us, we are just conduits, is a much more exciting and exhilarating process than invention, where one person just starts talking and invents a whole bunch of stuff that nobody cares about. Anyway, that's my podcast for today. I encourage you, the big yes, whether you are on a stage or off stage, you know, rather than fighting somebody on their point of view. I mean, of course, sometimes, I'm not saying do this all the time, again, right? If someone comes out and says, you know, I think so-and-so, terrible person from history, wasn't an undiscovered genius. I'm not going to yes-and that. No, of course not. You know, But I will yes and things like it's boy, that's so nice to see the sun, isn't it? Oh, I missed the sun. 6 months, winters. I'm done with winter. I need some heat, right? Or whatever. And I'm not saying I lie. I don't lie. But I certainly, all things being equal, I don't want to impose my will, you know, on somebody else who's not there for that. As I want people to have a good time and I want people to like me, those who want to like me. And so I'm going to facilitate that. I'm going to facilitate the relationship, you know, what's going on between and among us, not trying to get my point across and have you think I'm a genius, which doesn't happen. You just come across as a smart aleck. Anyway, the big yes, that's it for today. So please, you know, socap.ca, come check out the URL. Come do classes with us. Send me notes. Tell me what you want me to talk about. I'm hearing so many nice things from people about the podcast that are listening to it. But please, if you have any feedback, specific things, or things you want me to cover, whatever, please let me know. All right. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.